Every week at this time, we head on out to New Salem, North Dakota, because that is where we find our in-house expert of all things meat-related. His name is Spencer Wirt. You call him the meat dude, and he takes all of your questions. This conversation, as always, is brought to you by All Soccer Meats. You can find them in two locations, one in Audubon, Minnesota, right on Mandrag, and now new open location, South Fargo. It's on South Veterans Boulevard. Tell them Afternoons Live sent you. Spencer, welcome back, man. How you been?
Been good. How are you, Tyler?
Doing well. Doing very well. Thanks for asking here. We've got to that grilling season. It seems like, well, maybe not this week. It's been kind of blustery. It's been rainy. But they have been eagerly awaiting to use the Blackstones, the Webers, the Green Eggs, and I have smelled all sorts of very delicious aromas in the area. Are you doing the same? Have you been out there grilling and doing the Green Egg?
I don't get much time to grill, but luckily my wonderful wife actually has been smoking some stuff on the Big Green Egg. She made some pulled pork last week, and it is that time of season, and it's fun.
It is. It sounds a lot more fun when you don't have to do any of the work.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you just pop the cold one and say, hey, my wonderful wife, thanks for doing all that you do, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Smart man. That's why we lean on you for the advice of all things. There's more that I could say in the situation, but I'm not going to because I don't want to get myself in trouble for who might be listening back on our home front. I have learned over 6 years to just shut up sometimes. Not all the time, but in these moments, I've learned, Spence. So there, we've at least got that going for us. We had questions that were sent in at the end of last week's show. I saved them, and I told those people, don't worry, we'll ask you when we get you back. So, to the text club I go from last week. Tyler, question for the meat dude. What's the best steak for Philly cheese sandwiches if you do not want to ruin a good ribeye?
Ooh. So, if we're talking specifically steak, gosh. You know, what I would do if I was making Philly cheesesteak sandwiches at home would be to find something like a top round or a rump roast or something along those lines that is just nice, big, whole muscle that you can cook whole. And because you're going to be slicing it thin and putting it on a sandwich, you don't need to worry too much about cooking it to tenderize it because of the way it's presented in a sandwich form and thin sliced. You can essentially cook a roast like that, a rump roast or a top round roast to like a medium rare, and then slice it thin. And if you're putting it on a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, it will turn out really good. And those are pretty inexpensive cuts. Like the texture said, they didn't want to put something expensive into a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. So there is other options. You just got to kind of treat it differently than you would, of course, like a ribeye steak. That's easy to throw into a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. But there is other options, and those two come to mind that I would probably use. If you're willing to spend a little bit more money, maybe like a tri-tip or a sirloin cap, either of those cuts. Not as expensive as a ribeye, but still relatively tender. Again, thin slice against the grain once it's cooked as a whole roast and put it on a sandwich, and that might turn out really well too.
What toppings go on a Philly cheesesteak if I'm Spencer Wirt the meat dude?
Isn't that like a universal thing? I thought it's just onions, peppers, and provolone cheese. I thought that's what a Philly cheese
steak was.
You
do any cheese whiz? You throw any cheese whiz on that slab of
cheese
bread?
Cheese whiz?
Yeah, you do any cheese
I
whiz?
I sure don't.
Would you try it? You don't have to be
I'd try anything.
You don't have to be down talking to me by asking the cheese whiz question. I think cheese whiz, you slab that on the bottom bun, you throw some of that meat on top, you throw your onions and peppers, and then your provolone, and then you're done deal. It just adds a little zing to it, I imagine.
Like you actually do this?
I've done it before. Huh. What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I got to
be honest.
Sounds
like it was the tone you're giving me.
I would never think to use cheese whiz in a warm cooked meal. I guess that's just not really
What do you use the cheese whiz spread for then?
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong product. Cheese Whiz comes in a can, doesn't it?
No, no, this is not easy cheese. We're not talking about the one you toss on the Ritz crackers.
That's what I thought we were talking about here.
No, an easy cheese out of the can with a little white tip either goes on a Ritz cracker or you just shoot right on the tip of your tongue. This is
yeah.
No wonder why you were just saying. Okay, yeah. I understand why you were just thinking I'm an 8-year-old child when it comes to my taste buds and a fillet of cheese. No, yeah. you wait a minute now. You've never bought the jar of like Kraft Cheese Whiz with the orange twist up. It's a glass jar.
God, it's not coming to mind. No.
Eric Johnson, please.
It's very similar to that. It's a lot like Velveeta, right? Smooth melting, highly processed American cheese.
Yeah. And that's screams America. That's why you have to add it to your Philly cheesesteak.
All right.
It's the city of brotherly love that you just add some more Americana to it.
There is a very a heated debate in Philadelphia of what the proper cheese is. Because a portion of the Philly cheesesteak places do use Cheese Whiz, which is essentially just a vat of nacho cheese that they ladle onto the sandwiches. Mm. And the other ones will do the provolone on the flat top while they're making the sandwich.
And I say both. Can you do both, please? Find the nearest convenience store in New Salem. You guys have this is going to sound mean when I put it this way. Do you guys have a grocery store?
Yes, we have a great, fantastic grocery store.
Okay, well, you go into that great, fantastic grocery store, you find the Kraft Cheese Whiz, and try it. Put it on it. Okay. Put it on a nice piece of wheat bread. Put it on toast. So ease into the Cheese Whiz. And it'll game change your Philly cheese stick. I got people wondering what the difference is. I don't know, but there is one. That I do know. 35270. I didn't mean to stump you on a Cheese Whiz question. Here's another one that comes in.
I'm the meat dude, not the cheese dude.
Not the condiment fella. Meat dude, other than bacon, is there any cuts of meat from a pig's belly?
Well, you could consider spare ribs come from the belly, but boneless meat out of the belly, fresh side pork is belly that has not been cured and smoked. So side pork, bacon, spare ribs, excuse me. Those would be the three, I guess.
We did, and I think I asked you this question before, but forgive me, I don't remember the answer you gave me. We did the whole pig roast a few months ago. And I know some people have done it. You've done a tailgating up at NDSU. You've done it when you were with NDSU as far as the Meat Science Lab. Some people love it. I had a weird experience with it. It was more of a texture that set me apart of saying, I don't want to try this. And I imagine it's probably the chunk that they cut off for me of this whole hog that was roasted. It almost was like a jello-type texture. I didn't like it. What would you recommend if I were to do this again with somebody that actually gets me like that ham type flavor and consistency of a whole roasted hog?
Yeah, it's easier said than done. And carving per se a roaster hog is you do have to be cautious of those certain areas of the whole carcass that are going to be a lot fattier than, let's say, the leg. So what we used to do in the past that seemed to work well is you fill a pan, but you never fill that pan with meat from one single location. That pan needs to come from part of it from the leg, part of it from the shoulder, and then a little bit of the belly. And usually if you shred everything and mix it well in that pan, you kind of disperse the fat, so you get a nice pulled pork texture throughout. But yeah, if you pull all from one location, like the leg, it's going to be relatively dry. If you pull all from the belly, it's going to be super, super fatty. And sometimes it's that gelatin, depending on how much fat is within that portion. So that's the trick, is just spreading the love throughout the whole carcass instead of pulling from one single segment.
Well, this hog must have been a fatty, and that person must have just cut off from the belly because that's all it was, and it was not appetizing at all. And I know that people have bragged about it, say, oh, God, this is just a completely different thing. And I'm like, if this is it, count me out. But I'm willing to try it again if it's done properly. 3-5-2-7-0. I got comments coming in about Cheese Whiz. I'm not going to bother you with that. I'll save that for after the KFGO news update. Have you ever, this is a personal question, because I saw online people doing blueberry sausage. I know that you can order these, but it got, because it did not look appetizing. Have you ever done a unique sausage, tried it, and then thought to yourself, I should not have done that?
So back at it, when I, you know, worked for NDSU for 5 years, I taught a course that was revolved around sausage. And the end of the semester project for the students was to create their own recipe through using things we learned throughout the semester. And they had to make either like a snack stick or a summer sausage or a ring sausage, something along those lines. And over the years, there was some, because of course, as a, you know, young, ambitious person, you're thinking, I'm going to make something crazy, off the wall type of product. Mm-hmm. And there was some crazy off the wall stuff that I would prefer to not eat ever again.
Okay, fair enough. Way to be polite, not throw anybody specifically under the bus for what concoction they made. Spencer, I'm out of time this week. Let's do this again next Thursday, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Spencer, where's the meat dude? Every week, this conversation brought to you by Allsager Meats. I've gotten lots of comments on my take on Cheese Whiz. I will come back to that and ask again, where are our emails?